a hearth. You could work on that. All right,
let's begin. So we left off in Perichot Beis, in the red edition, page Reish Chav Ches, the middle of the Midah of Anava. So writes Ramchal, Kol Zeh, Mima She'in Halev HaYashar Maniach Atzmo Lehispatos, Mishum Ma'ala Asher Yivu'ehu. So also remember again, one of the things that, well, not one of the things, what Ramchal was discussing so far in Perichot Beis was this idea that one must have Anava, one must have humility, because even if one is able to accomplish something, there's always a recognition ultimately that one could do and be more. So on one hand, I want to rejoice in my accomplishments and clearly be proud of what it is that I've been able to do, while on the other hand, recognizing and understanding that there is no room for arrogance. So the Ramchal writes that the Lev Hayashar, the straight heart, will prevent itself from literally being enticed or seduced from every accomplishment that it achieves. How? Biyado be'emes, shekvar lo mipnei zeh yotze midei shifluso, because the straight heart, the Lev Hayashar, understands that despite all the accomplishments of man, nevertheless, it does not take man midei shifluso. Shifluso means lowliness, but not lowliness in a negative way. It's just positive lowliness, right? The meaning that the idea being that a person, again, as much as they've accomplished, there's so much more to do. Because every person has deficiencies, again, one way or another. This is what we spoke about last week. If you remember, again, everybody has chisaron, whether it's a chisaron mitzad atzmo, inherent deficiencies, chisaron mitzad mishpachto, because of my family, whatever it may be. Va'od, sha'afila ba'osam ha'mitzos atzmo shehisig. Furthermore, the Lev Hayashar, the straight heart, understands that even if I've performed mitzvos, lo higia vadai letachlis ha'acharon, there's certainly so much more to accomplish. Meaning, even if you look at the mitzvos that I do, so are the mitzvos good? Yes, they're wonderful. But on the other hand, are they complete? Of course not. There's so much more that I could still be accomplishing even with my mitzvos. He goes on. Ba'ot, afilu lo yihye bo chisaron acher, ele heyosa basar vedam yelod isha. Listen to this. So let's say I look at my actions, and it turns out that my actions are perfectly fine. Everyone has an inherent chisaron, and what's that inherent chisaron? That we're mortal. That we're mortal. Yilod Isha means we're born to woman. Dai lo vahosa lepsichos agrios. That by itself, my mortality and my finitude, that by definition is a chisaron enough to ultimately engender humility. This in general is a fascinating idea. You know, Soloveitchik talks about this. There's a series of essays called Out of the Whirlwind, bless you, which are a series of essays of Rav Soloveitchik on mourning and death. And in it, the Rav speaks about the concept of death in a very profound way. He says that death is the ultimate humbling factor. There's one thing ultimately that you can't go ahead and conquer in life, no matter how much man surges forward, it's death. And that's what Ramchal is saying over here as well, which is, let's say a person looks at his mitzvot and they say, well, you know what, I did it perfectly, and I can't find any other deficiencies in life. The one major deficiency we all share is mortality, is the fact that we're Yelod Isha. Yelod Isha means I'm a human being. So by definition, my reach is limited. There are problems I can't solve. There are things I can't do. On the most basic level, my life is going to come to an end after a relatively short amount of time in the grand scheme of things. That by definition engenders humility. Ki hare kol ma'ala shu masig, eino ela chesed kel. I love Shirat Alochon also, because when I recognize anything and everything I want to accomplish is only a result of the chesed, of the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im heyoso mitzad tivo v'chamriyoso, shafo v'nivza ad miod. When I look at my physicality, when I look again at that mortality, at that finitude, I recognize that ultimately I am a very quote-unquote lowly and insignificant being. Again, I also remember, I want to be clear, I can't say it enough. When we speak about lowliness and insignificance, I'm still significant even though I'm insignificant. But it's this incredible balance between, on one hand, again, as we spoke about, the Akala Olam Nivra Bishvili, on one hand, this recognition The world was created for me. I'm important. I have something to contribute, something to accomplish. While on the other hand, recognizing my finitude, recognizing my limits, and therefore, again, engendering a healthy sense of humility. Okay. Ein lo ela lehodos lemi shechananu, olikana tamid yoser. Therefore, again, I will say the proper approach in life is ultimately to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize that anything I'm able to accomplish is really because of Him. And by definition, to work on my humility more and more. Halema zedomer, to what can this be compared? La'ani ve'evyon shemekambal matana b'chasem. So I'll say, here's the example. Here's really what life comes down to. If you can imagine, if there's a poor person who receives a gift, he receives chesed from someone else. Let's say a person received tzedakah. So on one hand, again, so there's a certain element of embarrassment that comes as a result of that. What's the embarrassment? The person's not embarrassing me, the person's very gracious. Because there's a certain embarrassment that comes just as a result of feeling dependent. Feeling dependent, the idea, if there's one thing that we strive for in life, it's autonomy, or it's independence. When I know that I am dependent, then at the end of the day, that doesn't engender the best thing. So that's how you should know. That's how Chazal say, Soni matanos yichya. Literally, one who despises gifts will live long. What does that mean? Well, everybody likes to get a gift. The idea that Chazal is trying to express is, understand the most important thing in life is to be independent. The most important thing in life is to go on your own steam. So therefore, again, if you don't rely on matanos yichya, it's not that you'll live, your life will be so much better. So Ramchal says over here, person receives something because they need it. I'm appreciative, I'm happy. On the other hand, again, there's a certain element of embarrassment because I realize that I am dependent. Therefore, says the Ramchal, he says, and the greater the gift, the more ultimately, again, the more I receive, at the end of the day, the more intense the feeling of busha. The Nimshal to this is, we can't make a move in this world without the Ribono Shel Olam. This is the Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Avos says, "Im lemarakta Torah harbe, al tachzit tov la'atzmacha." If you learned a lot of Torah, so don't go ahead and give yourself a big shkoyach. Why not? Ki lekach notzart. Because that's why you were created. So this is the most basic level. What is the Mishnah saying? That, if you can imagine, a person shows up for work. So I would venture to say in most workplaces, if you have to be at your job at 9 o'clock, so your boss doesn't say, "Oh, incredibly ashikach for getting here at 9. Mamish, I'm so proud of you. I can't believe you did it." You're not going to get any positive and free. It's not a bad idea if you're an employer. It's actually not a bad idea to give that probably to your employees. But no employee really gets that. Why? Because that's the expectation. That's your job. So on the Zizik level, the Mishnah is saying, if you learned a lot of Torah, so you don't get a shkayach for that. Because at the end of the day, that's my job, is to learn Torah. So the Maharal, in this parish, the Mishnah says something different. The Maharal says that, if you think about it, so for me to be able to learn Torah, what has to happen? First of all, my eyes have to be functioning. So I have to have vision. I don't have to, but it helps if I have vision. Then what happens? I read the words, and I need my brain to be able to process the information. And I need my hands to be able to turn the page. And when I put on tefillin, I have to have an arm. And I have to have fine motor skills to be able to put it. So where does all that come from? That comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. So in reality, the Maharal says that even when I do mitzvos, I can't really take full credit for those mitzvos. Why? Because it's not fully me. Because without the Ribono Shel Olam's participation, I would not be able to do it. It's true. I need to use my bechira. I need to make the choice. That's my contribution to this. I choose to do it. But once the choice is made, the actual execution of the mitzvah, totally dependent on the Ribono Shel Olam. If he chooses, Chas Hashem, not to cooperate with me, I can't do the mitzvah. So Ramchal says that at the end of the day, again, that's the dependency that we possess in this world. And once I realize that dependency, is there really room to be arrogant. So I go ahead and I close a big deal and there's a lot of money. Wonderful. So who closed that deal? I had the bechira, I had the free choice, but my ability to communicate, or whatever else was necessary for that deal, quote unquote, was all a function of the Ribono Sholom. So what room says the Ramchal is there ultimately again to go ahead and become a Baal Gaiva? Uke'inyon Shamar David HaMelech, Ma'ashiv LaHashem, Kol Sagmalohi Alayim. And this is what David HaMelech said. What can I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kol Sagmalohi, what does Sagmalohi mean? Gimul. Everything I have in life is from you. And I will say, if you understand, this is such a healthy way to engender a sense of anava, a sense of humility. Because this is not humility based on I'm terrible and I'm nothing. This is humility based on the idea that really all I contribute my bechira. That is absolutely true. I have to make the right choices in life. But after the choice, everything else, really, the execution, must be done with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's just read another line. Ukvar ra'inu chasidim gidolim, shene'en shu'al shechziku tov la'atzmam. We have seen examples of righteous people who were punished because they took too much personal credit for their own accomplishments, meaning that they thought their accomplishments were them and not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, Nehemiah ben Chachalya. For example, we'll say the Navi Nehemiah. Amru Zichron Livracha, Chazal say, Mipnei ma lo nikra sifra al shemo. Why is there not a Sefer Nehemiah? Right? Meaning, why is it Sefer Ezra and not Sefer Nehemiah? Now, it's interesting. If you look at footnote 37, he says, Mipnei ma'alo nikro sifra ashmo, el ashem Ezra, kilomar b'minyin chavtalad kisei ha-kodesh ha-sidran shekines ha-gdola, ain't Sefer Nehemiah, elohu mitzuraf le-sefer Ezra, v'nikro shteim b'seim Sefer Ezra. So I'll say, interestingly enough, there really should be a separate Sefer Nehemiah, right? First of all, we should just let everybody know there was a Navi Nehemiah. It's important to know, right? If you went to yeshiva or day school, you probably didn't know that, right? But there is a Navi Nehemiah. He's actually quite significant as well. So why didn't he get his own Sefer? Right? Why is he put together ultimately again with Ezra, to which the Ramchal says, to which the Gemara says, Bibnei Shehechsik Tova La'atzmo, because ultimately again he went ahead and he took credit for some of his accomplishments. Look at footnote 38. Bibnei Shehechsik Tova La'atzmo. I am the Sefer Nehemiah Shehechemiah Mitaris Ma'asim Atovim Umaskim Zachra Li Elokim Letova. Call Asher Asisi Al Ha'am Hazeh. That Nehemiah makes a statement to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember Ribono Shel Olam, all the good things I have done for this nation. So obviously, this is quite a significant. This is a very strict application of this concept, and obviously, the greater you are, the greater the standard you are held to. But the idea, says the Ramchal, it says the Gemara, is that because Nehemiah said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at what I have done, look at what I have accomplished, look what I have done for the people, the Ribono Shel Olam was unhappy with what he perceived to be that level of gaiva. What do you mean you did? Yeah, you exercised the Bechira, absolutely. But the reason it was able to happen at the end of the day was why? Was because I gave you the tools to be able to make it happen. Have a little bit of anava, have a little bit of humility, and recognize that it's only with my partnership, ultimately, that you can accomplish the things that you do. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up over here in Meretz Hashem with some other examples of great people who made this mistake of taking too much personal credit for their accomplishments.
No idea.